Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi forces have retaken control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, where 3 years ago the head of the Islamic State announced a self-declared caliphate. A spokesman for the U.S. military operation against IS said the Iraqi military liberated the mosque, furthering the Iraqi military's push into Mosul's old city. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said all of this amounts to an Islamic State defeat. A scaled-back version of President Trump's travel ban has gone into effect. Customs and Border Protection says it will be business as usual for all valid visa holders. Los Angeles County Attorney Mike Fiore, speaking at the L.A. International Airport, agreed.
The key issue for the Homeland Security staff here and for travelers coming to this airport is this. The team made very clear that a visa holder will be screened in a way that the executive order has no impact on it.
The rules, the product of the month, the legal debate are not to be as much out ban as it is tightly at altogether visa policies affecting citizens from six Muslim countries. White House defending President Trump's social media criticizing Mika Brzezinski, who co-hosts a program on MSNBC. There was quick and firm criticism of members of Congress. Paul Ryan is the leader of the president's Republican Party in the House of Representatives.
Obviously, I don't see that as an appropriate comment. I think, look, what we're trying to do around here is improve the tone and the civility of the debate, and this obviously doesn't help do that.
Also, senators from the Republican Party chastising the president. This is VOA News.